Mountain Made doing their craft and artisan market at the Elevation Place this Saturday from 10 to 4. Lots of local vendors, some from the Kootenays and that sort of thing.
It's a good preview for Farmers Market.
Totally. Elevation Place is going to be bustling with activity, I'm sure, once again this summer. It looks like they're fixing a little bit of the access there. They've been doing some construction on the wheelchair ramp that gets you into the doors.
The wheelchair ramp that's barely wide enough for a wheelchair?
And yeah. The one that everyone uses because they put the stairs, for whatever reason, on the other side from where the parking lot is. So
it was a design fail. They designed it not wide enough.
Another Elevation Place story in the Outlook this week, and this has to do with purchase of new fitness equipment for Elevation Place. It's not a new story, but it's been delayed a little bit while they figured some things out with the private fitness community.
Oh yeah, this one's been ongoing since late last year at Budget Committee. There were two items, the refitting of the Peaks of Grassy Gym at the Rec Center and new equipment at Elevation Place, that gave council a lot of concerns because at the time they were hearing feedback from private health and wellness and fitness businesses that the success at Elevation Place, while a good news story, was impacting their businesses. And they were concerned that a public facility subsidized by taxpayers' dollars is competing with private business, which always makes for an awkward conversation.
But, you know, kudos to the people behind that conversation, especially people like Jeff Ma and Hugh Simpson, who recently won a business award from Canmore Business and Tourism for the way that they came in with it. Like, no, we want to work with you guys. We want to find a solution that is win-win for everybody. And it sounds like they have, more or less.
For them, it was about collaborating, not just saying, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I think out of that foundation of collaboration, we might see some very innovative things. The fact that Elevation Place has been so successful means the number of people engaging in health and wellness and fitness activities has increased overall in the community. And that is a good news story. Mm-hmm. But if all health and wellness and fitness endeavors, including Elevation Place and the private industry, work together on promoting this as economic development, they will all succeed.
So $35,000 for new equipment at Elevation Place. This is still going ahead in spite of everything that went down?
It took 5 months, but there's a memorandum of understanding in place between the fitness businesses and administration. The key here is the core classes offered for free to members, specifically yoga and spin. Mm. And so there was concern that by adding more equipment, they were going to be expanding classes. Now they've dealt with the number of classes to the satisfaction of the businesses, and the businesses are okay with them adding some more equipment to meet the needs of the membership that are there.